This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a
shirt. I said this is an intro like 10 years ago.
His job to offer battle.
I'm glad they brought it back. They must have done a new one, though. All right, we're here talking to Greg Reese about his restart interview with the leader of the main Iranian opposition. You don't get this on other shows, obviously, because that's the type of stuff we cover. And I want to get into this huge announcement that's on Infowars.com. They're printing me the article right now. Video's coming up. That is the vice president calling Google out for treason. So, wow, nobody was talking about this a few months ago. Now everybody is. That's why they want to shut down. But let's go to this next clip. There's so many of these clips. Infowars breaks the censorship window. They model themselves after Cyrus and this empire, kind of the ethos of Iran, kind of like George Washington's ours, or Roland is French, or Arthur is British. Explain the mythos or the kind of like the Jewish people. You know, you would say that it would be somebody like Abraham, or it would be somebody like Moses. Tell us about Cyrus.
In my research in the last video I did about the history of Persia, Cyrus the Great came after the fall of Babylon, was the founder of the first Persian dynasty, and what he's known for mostly is he created something very similar to what we have in America as far as civil rights for people, where people were allowed to practice whatever religion they wanted, they were allowed to keep their languages and keep their cultures. I believe the Bible talks a bit about Cyrus, and the Jews loved him for this because he was very open and accepting, as opposed to the caliphate, which wants to put everyone under Islamic rule. And in Persia, it's been basically the two things back and forth. It's been the ideas of Cyrus, which is freedom of the individual, and then collectivism, or whatever you want to call radical Islam, a brutality.
And so restart is modeling itself after that ancient Renaissance.
That and the American Constitution. They're very clear that they want a First and Second Amendment, and then they want a base, yes, a combination of the both, Cyrus the Great and the U.S. Constitution.
Well, that sounds like a good opposition group. And, like, again, I follow some of what happens in Iran. I've known about restart for years. But like you said, it never gets attention.
No. They're completely censored, whereas Farash Guard and the Mujahideen are being talked about in the mainstream media as if they're the only two options.
And Mujahideen is another radical Islam.
Absolutely. There's nothing appealing to them, to anyone.
And the other group's kind of like a Soros thing.
The other group completely appears like a globalist setup to just put Russia and England back in power, or keep them in power, whichever. And they've never known freedom, I guess, except for maybe 1,000 years ago, you know, back in the days of Cyrus the Great. And they want freedom, just like every person.
Yeah, how long? And another thing against Russia, but it's right on their borders, you get why. But going back to Tsars, a couple hundred years, Russia was kind of dominating. Then the Brits came in.
Yeah. And I would imagine it's oil. You know, that's been the game in there for a long time, is to take their resources. But why shouldn't they be able to control their own resources?
Well, that'll just sell them to everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I want to go out to break with this clip. Well, we're going to come back with what is Cyrus Empire will look like, a radical Islam clip, refugee crisis. These are really great. But the full interview is now on Infowars.com. And I forget the exact title. We can pull it up. Like Meet the Donald Trump of Iran?
That's right. Meet the Donald Trump of Iran.
There it is. Full interview. Meet the Donald Trump of Iran. His movement has a shot of reviving the Persian nation. I think my headline was, as we didn't go with it, is whose movement has a shot at making Iran great again.
Yes. And that is their, they are using that logo. If you go on Twitter, you'll see that everywhere. MEGA, make Iran great again. That's what really first caught my eye about it, because...
Well, how can you be run by globalists or by some party and then not have your... I mean, of course your nation's not going to be great.
Right.
The nation has to be run by the people, its values, its culture, and then projecting out with their vision and their plan.
Yes, absolutely.
Is if you don't have a nation state and you don't have some type of ethos or myth, then you have nothing.
Absolutely. I would even say it all starts with the family, and then from the family, the community. And if we can't control our own families and our own community, then we are not free. That's what I'm fighting for.
Well, Mr. Reese, you've done a great job. Doug Hagman's coming up, too, but I'm going to finish up with some of these clips, then get to the vice president. Wow, we made it the central issue. You did the audience. From nowhere to front and center, the treason of big tech with the Chi-Cows.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Greg Reese is our guest coming up. Doug Hagman takes over. Huge news on the free speech front. In fact, will you guys bring me that article in that's from InfoWars.com? I know I printed it during the break. I forgot to get it. I'm sorry I did that. The story's up on InfoWars.com. It's a pretty big deal. The vice president has come out and said that we need to stop Google working with the Chi-Coms on Dragonfly to censor their people and this whole AI system. You have Facebook announcing they're merging with Google in China. So it looks like the stampede to China and authoritarianism, where the globalists don't make them pay any taxes, really has begun in a big, big way. But for stations that just joined us, Greg, go ahead and recap about the Iranian main opposition group.
So for 2 years, the group Restart has been censored from the mainstream media, while the Farash Guard, which is pretty much Reza Pahlavi, and the Mujahideen have been offered by the mainstream media as the only two options.
And the reason that's important is Iran's always a global crisis. If you go into the whole history, globalist forces helped put Ayatollah Khomeini in, that's been documented, and actually removed the Shah, because he was going the way, again, you know, he'd been a puppet at first, he was going the way of Mossadegh, actually trying to give the money and power to the people again to out of national pride.
Yeah.
And out of the, we want the Persians to be great again. So we're really going back to that same point yet again.
Absolutely. And my research shows me that Reza Pahlavi's father was actually taking down the Sufi churches and elevating the mullahs as if he was setting up the 79 revolution, because he was strengthening all the mullahs and weakening the Sufi churches, which is the more passive and peaceful and loving churches of Islam over there.
That's right, the more tolerant ones.
Yes, absolutely, which is exactly what Cyrus the Great Empire claims that they want, is to be tolerant and to be open to all cultures and allow the person to pursue their own heart, which is really what I think every American wants.
So it's a very libertarian renaissance-based
system.
Let's play a few more of these clips. The full interview is on InfoWars.com. Folks, you really should share it. They don't want to get out there. Doug Hagman's coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go to what the Cyrus Empire would look like. Here it is.
Your plan is to have democratic elections with at least 5 different political parties to choose from. Do you plan on taking a leadership role until there are elections? How does this work?
I want to turn it upside down. I want to give them a 1776. I want to bring a 4th of July so that Iran is free from British and Russian control. I want to draft a new constitution influenced by Cyrus the Great. Then I want to introduce 10 to 15 different parties to the people of Iran so that they can choose.
Hit pause real quick. Also, if you study the whole history of this, and nothing against Islam and all the rest of it, but you know, they invaded in the last 500, 600 years. This guy looks Iranian. He looks Persian. if you look at the Shiites, they're all literally related to Muhammad. They're from the Middle East. So it's like it's an outside group. Yeah. It's a royalty.
The caliphate, I would say.
It's a royal Islamic. Because, again, people don't know. If you're a Shiite, you've got to be related to Muhammad.
Yeah.
So they all look the same.
Yeah.
They're not even Iranian.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine how much that pisses the Iranians off?
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it in his face in the interview, the passion and the anger that he has that his people have been taken like this unfairly.
Well, let's continue.
And the people will choose five of these parties to represent them. Next is to create a judicial system from the very beginning. If any of the parties disagree with any of the new laws, we will not succeed. For example, the right to bear arms. This is the first law under Cyrus the Great Empire. When Iran has the right to bear arms, the government can no longer disrespect the people. Now the government must lead with wisdom and knowledge, not with force and killing. If this doesn't happen, I will not return to Iran. They can go and do whatever the hell they want. Other oppositions are trying their best to keep this from happening. They don't want the Iranian people to have guns. They want to seize control of defenseless Iranian people and guide them towards the wrong path.
Exactly. He's smart. The globalists have already primed it. Now, remove it, bring in your Soros control. But that's perfect sense. You want all these diverse groups armed because then one gang group can't get centralized control.
Yeah.
And like you said, you go back over 1,000 years ago, it was almost 2,000, the Iranians were one of the first groups to put it in their law that everybody could have weapons.
Absolutely. Well, I only have one person who's been contacting me from Iran who is against restart, and their argument was this. Their argument was we shouldn't have guns. Only through peace and love will we have freedom.
But the government's going to have them.
Right. And I think there are some American liberals who are into this idea, too, that if we just lay down our guns and open our arms to the world, that everyone's going to just...
That's like not locking your door at night. Or when I'm peace and love, I'm going to leave my car running at the mall.
Right. It's just not realistic. You're just living in la-la land if you think that's the case. Maybe when evil is completely eradicated from the world, which may never happen. Maybe then, but not now.
Greg Reese, great job with your report. The full report's on InfoWars.com. It's powerful. Everyone should take it. Email it to everyone they know because we're trying to help other nation states as well. And it makes me excited, just like America getting free or the UK getting free or other countries pulling out of globalism. This is exciting.
Yes.
And they're really lucky to have a movement like this that's already in the lead.
I think so.
Obviously, for real.
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Great job. Okay, we're going to come back. Doug Hagman with his other crew member is going to have big breaking news for you, I was told. That's all coming up. Let me just say this now so I get out of their way and let them take over. I am so excited for the president and for the vice president because the central issue is the spy chips that Apple is allowing the Chinese government that runs their factories now to put in all the iPhones and other devices. This is treason, and it's the cover of Bloomberg right now. I've been telling you for years. It's why I was banned off the Internet. But I made this, and I'm not bragging. It's how you get stuff done, folks. We took one for the team, and let me tell you, if this wasn't big national news, I'd be depressed. But the fact that, yeah, they're pounding me hard and suing me and trying to shut me down and doing a lot of the stuff behind the scenes I won't get into on air for security reasons, but that's because I'm over the target. And so, Pence, Google should immediately end China's censorship project, Operation Dragonfly. And then he also gets into the AI and how they're not working with America, that we built Google, by the way. But how they're working with the Chi-Coms, the arrogance of Silicon Valley, they've been taking a little bit too much LSD here, folks. Because, you know, America may be a little slow on waking up, but once we do, so let's go ahead over the vice president.
As we gather here, a new consensus on China is rising across America. More business leaders are thinking beyond the next quarter. And thinking twice before diving in to the Chinese market if it means turning over their intellectual property or abetting Beijing's oppression. But more must follow suit. For example, Google should immediately end development of the Dragonfly app that will strengthen the Communist Party's censorship and compromise the privacy of Chinese customers.
And Tim Cook and everybody else at Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple, Tim Cook and Apple, you better get ready because you have gone crazy. You have chosen China because the CFR told you so and Hollywood told you so. And you, it doesn't matter if you stole Hollywood and control most of the government. You're in the political wrong. And once it's discovered you're working with foreign enemies, that's it, Tim Cook. I say we stick Tim Cook 18 hours a day in one of his slave factories. And no matter how many drugs he's on, he'll never be able to work with all those poor Chinese slaves. You dirty monster. You know, he brags that he wants censorship here in America. You dirty, dirty, dirty tyrant. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones in this fourth hour. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, that's my home base. But a pleasure to be sitting in for Alex, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I urge everyone just right out of the gate to support InfoWars, InfoWars Store as well. I got a special couple of segments here that I feel very strongly about giving you information that will segue nicely into what you've already heard this broadcast and, of course, throughout the past, well, it's been 2 weeks since I've sat here in this chair. As a matter of fact, and a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. Of course, the stories of the day. You've got the Kavanaugh hearing confirmation. You've got now the one thing that I'm extremely pleased about is the exposure of the Google plans to the exposure of Google's censorship plans that Alex was talking about. Now, I don't want him to be like rushing back in to grab for the red button to shut me up, but I do want to say this. When you go back and look at the just at the genesis of the censorship when it began in earnest, you have to go back to the conservative push and the push for truth, the truth movement. And of course, Alex Jones was the number one proponent behind the truth movement. So, by the way, I'm getting some feedback in my ear. I just want to let the tech know. But having said that, he's responsible. I believe that Alex Jones and InfoWars is responsible for the very documents and for the very finds, for example, from The Intercept of a couple of days or a day or two ago, a month or two ago, that released the information about the censorship search engine in China that's coming to the United States in the background or the framework, the infrastructure there. But I do believe that when you go back and look at the censorship and look at the evolution of that and the genesis of that, Alex Jones led the InfoWars, led the charge. So please understand the reason that InfoWars and people like us are on the receiving end of the most severe censorship, InfoWars laying attack on that, is because of the initial genesis and the revelations by InfoWars. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship there between cause and effect. So I just wanted to really make sure everyone knows about that and kind of, you know, give a hat tip to a debt of gratitude to Alex Jones. Now with me, I've got Joe Hagman, the co-host of Hagman Report, with me here. He's in the office. I'm in the studio. We've got some information about how we have effectively infiltrated the opposition, that being the protesters at Capitol Hill. We were in Washington, D.C. Last month. Joe, when was it? September, right? You got to hit the sound. Your sound's off. All right.
Is that any better? We've been traveling a lot lately, and Washington, D.C. has been one of the destinations where we attended the FAIR conference, which is the Federation for American on Immigration Reform. And it was filled with policymakers, politicians, you had ICE agents, you had ranchers, you had angel families. And there we were found ourselves right there in the middle of a political circus, because this was the beginning of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. You also had the social media censorship hearings that were ongoing at Capitol Hill also, which Alex Jones was at. That was when Laura Loomer stood up and made a big ruckus there, calling for help from President Trump. But we learned a number of things on how things work in D.C., and I guess this might be common sense to others, while it is news to many. You know, one of the things that we found out and have, you know, direct information on is the payment of protesters and how protesting in Washington, D.C., specifically when we're talking about high-ranking political appointments like this Kavanaugh Supreme Court pick, is done through payments. These protesters are not organic. You might get a few out there that hold signs, but specifically the people who were in the chambers to get arrested were being paid to do so. They didn't only get paid a fee for going in there and getting arrested, they also get reimbursed on their fine and an extra additional payment on top of that. And we have photographs of people who were arrested who had been later seen talking to people with check marks and manila envelopes being handed cash payments. And we have at least two examples of that photographically. Now, we also got confirming evidence or information from another source there that this was the standard operating procedure in Washington, D.C. and has been for a while. So as much as we see with the protest, it's not as organic as you might think.
And that's exactly right. And people have heard this, obviously, on InfoWars and our show. But what we have done, just so people understand this, is we've successfully infiltrated the membership of the ranks, the membership ranks, I should say, of the groups that are casting the payment or giving the payments out. And based on our findings, and I'll just say this is professional speculation based on our investigative findings. So I'm not going to say this with any degree of certainty. This is a preliminary findings. The money, if you trace it back to its original source, goes back to the firm known as Democracy Alliance, which was created back in 2005 by Democratic political operative Rob Stein. All right, so when you follow the money from the pockets of the billionaires, the liberal billionaires, to the streets, it goes through probably four or five different hops or hands, maybe. And this is where we've been able to infiltrate and identify the people who have who are responsible for the payment. Now, it's not illegal, but it certainly is causes a lot of problems. No, it's not. It's business, but it surprised you the amount of money and how well set up this was.
Yeah, and then let me say this, and to give some people an example of the coordination that goes into the optics behind this, and one great example was the VMA Awards that were held in New York City. This is the MTV Video Music Awards, and what they did is they had police officers clear the street in front of where this event was being held to bus in paid actors to hold up, you know, signs of support for different Hollywood actors and actresses or music performers or whoever was there getting awards and whatnot, just because they didn't want people there who would have signs that might be negative towards their cause, their message, their organization. And it's the same kind of thing here. When you need the appearance of this chaos and of this coordination, political coordination against Kavanaugh, you need to have paid organization. And that's exactly what we see here. Much like the optics in Hollywood, how they control everything to make things look a certain way, that's the same thing we see in Washington, D.C. They control the optics through payment of people, actors, activists, whatever you want to call them, and they do that for the purpose of controlling the optics. And it's very similar to how Hollywood works.
All right, we got about a minute left of this segment. We find it pretty interesting, and you can comment on this as well. The restrictions in terms of getting into areas of the Capitol, into the executive office buildings, the office buildings themselves, it's pretty restricted. So were you surprised?
Yes, no.
But a lot of these people that were in there, they were guests of senators and congresspeople.
Right. That's another thing we learned, is that these tickets are had by the congressmen and senators, and they're given out per quota. You know, each congressman gets 10 tickets to give out. That's just an example. And it's not like you sign up or register or are able just to show up and say, hey, I would like to attend this event. You have to be given ticket or authorization, an invitation from a politician.
Right. So hold that thought, Joe.
There's two elements to this.
All right, we're up against the break. You're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com, InfoWars Store. Support the movement by way of your support of InfoWarsStore.com. Bookmark InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. HagmanReport.com, that's our home base. Going to be right back.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com. That's where to go, Infowarsstore.com as well. Support the movement by buying the products. I got to tell you, during the break, I was watching Owen Schroyer on screen, and the Super Male Vitality, he's out throwing baskets. Let me tell you something. As an old guy, and I'm a lot older than Owen, this stuff is good stuff. I feel a lot different. I take it myself. As a matter of fact, I guess I don't have it right here. I keep it in my office in the studio. It's fantastic, especially if you're beyond, you know, middle age like me. Super Male Vitality, it will make, I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel a lot different. So I don't get paid to say this. I'm just telling you that it's probably one of the best products I take, and it works like a charm. So Super Male Vitality is just not for guys like Owen, who we had the pleasure of meeting, by the way, in Branson, Missouri. And in the last segment, I was talking about Washington, D.C. with my son Joe. We were there in D.C. infiltrating the protesting infrastructure. And of course, it was a month ago today. And then we had, I think the following week, we had gone and traveled to Branson, Missouri, where we met David Knight and Owen Schroyer. And I'm not sure if I've been on since that time, but, meeting Owen and let me tell you, I wouldn't scrap with Owen. Okay. He's a pretty well built guy, and, Super Male Vitality, I'm sure, has a lot to do with it. So, and speaking of that, Owen Schroyer is going to be, it's my understanding, going to be at the Walk Away Project, October 26th, 27th and 28th. And, you know, this is the most important election coming up in our lifetimes, the midterms, second only to perhaps, arguably, the 2016 presidential election. Obviously, that was on a larger scale, more important. But relative to elections, this coming midterm election is the most important. So this walk-away campaign, I would urge everyone to sign up and visit the March website, the walk-away March website for the specific details. But look, follow the walk-away campaign. Understand that it's important that we need to support those who are walking away from the Communist Party. That's right, Communist Party, not Democratic Socialist, not Democratic Party, but the Communist Party. Having said that, by the way, this is day number 623 for those who are counting of the Donald J. Trump presidency. Day 623, I believe it is, and 33 days away from the midterms for those keeping the count at home. So it's ever important to really get involved. But I want to bring Joe back because just to finish our thought about the infiltration and about identifying those people who are involved in who are the paymasters of the protesters, and who are creating the optics of division and creating the division. Joe, I had talked 5-6 years ago when you first came on with me, even before that, about the civil war that the left was stoking or attempting to stoke up. Mm-hmm. We see it now. My only problem, I guess, if it would be a problem, was being about 5 or 6 years too early, and the sources I had 5 or 6 years too early. But let's get into what's going on at the higher levels.
Yeah, let's do this. And the political atmosphere and climate has just gotten worse since the campaign of 2016, where you saw people coming and causing violence at Trump rallies and Trump events, and the media turning around and blaming it on President Trump himself. And we've seen this constant flow of information from the mainstream media saying how the right is violent, it's Trump supporters who are violent. And in the meantime, it's the Antifas and the other groups that are anti-Trump, anti-freedom, anti-American, who are the violent ones. And this is, you know, you have well over 1,000 cases of unprovoked violence against Trump supporters for political purposes that have already been documented. And it's gotten so bad that yesterday Rand Paul's wife wrote a letter talking about how she now sleeps with a gun next to her or under her pillow next to her bed every night. And she also called out Cory Booker to retract the statement encouraging violence and intimidation and threats. And when you have the wife of a senator, and this is after 2 years after or a year and a half after a shooting that involved senators who were targeted on a baseball field by a left-wing liberal lunatic, and yet we still see the calls for violence increasing. We still see the calls for Trump's assassination increasing. And who gets banned on Twitter? It's platforms like InfoWars. It's platforms like Hagman Report on YouTube. And Paul Joseph Watson did a great video about this on the censorship last week, where he shows that ISIS still has accounts on Twitter and YouTube that are active. He shows that Antifa calling for violence, the same Hollywood celebrities that called for violence, even the Peter Fonda is calling for Barron Trump to be put in a cage with pedophiles. Untouched, unbanned, nothing wrong. But you have conservative platforms telling the truth out there, exposing these lies, and they get banned for hate speech, quote unquote hate speech. And now we have this Kavanaugh, this whole big controversy that has been created by the globalist, the deep state over Kavanaugh. What's going to happen if he gets confirmed? People are saying there are going to be riots that make the inaugurational riots look like child's play when we see what comes after Kavanaugh's confirmed. And then you have the 2018 midterm elections. And the speculation about that is anything from a blue wave to a red wave and any and everything in between. If it doesn't go the left's way, though, there's one thing that we can guarantee, and that's an increase on the political violence and an increase on the rhetoric of violence that we will hear from the left. But I see between Kavanaugh, if he gets confirmed, and the election, an increase of violence that we have not seen yet under President Trump. Not his fault, obviously.
Fantastic summary. We're seeing this also being mapped out and planned out on various side threads on Twitter, message boards that are password protected. We've been able to secure alternate identities or identities infiltrate these message boards. And we're watching, conducting surveillance, electronic surveillance of some of these, and we're watching the plans, the people making the plans for these demonstrations and riots. And none of this is happening spontaneously, as you said. So this is where it's at. And by the way, there was a great article. I just want to toss this in there. Here's me near the bottom of the hour here, or near the break. But there was a great article at American Thinker today by Frank Hawkins, Obama's America on display at Kavanaugh hearings. So for the people who are intellectually minded and want to really take a look at what's happening, this is what we're seeing out here is Obama's legacy and the divisiveness, the division was not caused by President Donald Trump. It was caused by Obama and is still being caused by Obama. Joan, I think you can agree with this. Pretty much all roads lead back to Obama, don't they?
Well, yeah, and those lead back to, you know, the Brzezinskis, the Soroses, the CFRs, the Bilderberg groups, the think tanks that really pull the strings behind the scenes for anybody from politicians to lobbyists to policymakers, decision makers across the boards, you know, big business CEOs and whatnot. And it's you know, it's really troubling to see how far many people on the right thought that under President Trump we would see some kind of reprieve. And we have, at least in the economy being the big one, the regulations that he's rolled back. I mean, he's done more. He's had more accomplished than we could ever have expected. Yet at the same time, we've seen other areas where the deep state and the left continue to push and continue to make progress pushing in areas where Trump's getting resistance from, you know, inside his own White House. And this is, you know, deep state globalist agenda that is going to move forward regardless of who's in office, and that's what they plan on doing.
Now, we haven't talked about the FISA abuses that had under that Obama was a part of. And then, of course, that's a whole different story by itself. But all of this, in spite of all of the wins by President Trump, in spite of the opposition, in spite of rigging the election and having the surveillance on the Trump campaign. And it's just amazing to see all of the wins. And I want to address that. And also at the next segment, your concerns. And I think these are reasonable concerns. And people out there, I've been hearing from a lot of people out there, your concerns, Joe, and your findings based on your investigation and research on Lindsey Graham's whiplash.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
I want to talk about Lindsey Graham. You know, Alex Jones has called him out extensively. I have called him out extensively on air. And we're seeing this switch. He's gone from a deep state operative to some kind of advocate for freedom. We're going to talk about why that is on the other side.
All right, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. Sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Folks, support Infowars store. You got to do it. You got to support this. And bring it back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com. Folks, support the movement. I was talking about Super Male Vitality. I take it. It's one of the best products out there. I can tell a difference. You know, I don't throw baskets like Owen Schroyer, and we met in Branson, Missouri here just a couple of weeks ago. But it does make a difference both mentally and physically. So big proponent of that. So visit InfowarsStore.com. Support this movement and support Infowars every way you can. And let me tell you something else. Owen and David Knight Owen Schroyer and David Knight are two of the greatest people you'll ever meet. They are genuine in person, and behind the scenes and up front. So a lot of we really think a lot of both Owen Schroyer and David Knight. But this segment here with me is Joe Hagman, the other part, the co-host of the Hagman Report. HagmanReport.com is our home base. We have some concerns, or Joe has some concerns, about Lindsey Graham. And a lot of people out there, and I know Alex Jones does as well, what the heck happened to Lindsey Graham? And I've often said that maybe McCain's hand, having been dislodged from the orifice, makes a difference. What'd you find, Joe? I mean, what's your...
Well, I found nothing definitive except to look over Lindsey Graham's past actions and his present actions and what he has been advocating for in the past versus what he's advocating for now. And I've come to the conclusion that he's either a political opportunist that goes on a winning side. When Obama was in power, he chose to support Obama's policies in Syria and whatnot because, you know, that was the way that could score him the most points. And now that Trump's in power, he's just an opportunist. He's going to support what Trump supports. Or there is the more nefarious, the blackmail aspect where he is being blackmailed or switching allegiances behind the scenes based on some kind of controversy or, out of, I don't know what
Okay, well, walk me through that. Walk me through that scenario.
Okay. Many people,
the White Hat's blackmailing Lindsey Graham would be in this case, obviously, right?
So blackmail can be used both ways. Blackmail can be used both ways. So say there is something on Lindsey Graham, and we know it's no, and I'm not saying there is, but we know historically, especially as of late in this political arena we call D.C. with our representatives in the House and the Senate, that many are influenced by many things, money from lobbyists. They're influenced sometimes by personal politics and beliefs. Other times they are put in positions where they are blackmailed. And if you can imagine a political party in power blackmailing Lindsey Graham to, you know, get X, Y, and Z done. Well, the power regime is changed. There's a transformation from Obama to Trump. And now let's say that same blackmail information could be used by somebody else for other purposes. I don't know that that's true or that even happens, but that is a possibility. But something has changed with Lindsey Graham. In 2015, you have countless examples of him, you know, calling for more troops in Syria. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they were a united duo in the mainstream media, constantly war hawking for more troops, more intervention in Syria between Obama administration and even the Trump administration, if you remember, after that last false flag gas attack. Well, in this Kavanaugh fight, we've seen Lindsey Graham really come out on the side of liberty and freedom and kind of the opposite of what he's been supporting for the last 10 years as a senator, that just from my own observations. And I don't know why, and it's really bothering me. And I'm not quick to jump on the Lindsey Graham bandwagon because for so long I've viewed him as a political hack, as an enemy, as somebody who is not a friend of the American Constitution or the American way of life, just based on his own policies in Syria and what he had backed under Obama. But now he seems to be, you know, on the right side of the Constitution, on the right side of history. And I don't know that I buy it. I'm glad to see it. But what are the reasons behind it? That's my real concern.
You don't think this was an organic transformation? And I don't think anything in D.C. is organic.
It could, it could be. But look, when we're talking about the lack of organic protest, and instead they're organized paid protesters, and we learn nothing is organic when it comes to Washington, D.C., why would this situation be any different? So all I'm saying is to urge caution before, send them, give them a phone call, send them a letter, an email saying, you know, thank you for sticking up for freedom. Thank you for sticking up for the rule of law, the American Constitution, for Kavanaugh and Trump. But be wary before, you know, continuing support for him, because he has the history and the propensity to go way off the deep end on the wrong side. So all I'm saying is to as we see him become more of a prominent figure, become more of a vocal supporter for President Trump and the agenda that Trump is pushing, to just be wary and be careful. I guess we shouldn't, call him out or anything, but like I said, just have that discernment and understanding before jumping on the bandwagon.
Very well stated, and I agree with you on that, especially when the transformation is so, is so overt. Yeah. Exactly. Now, here we are, and I just want to kind of recap this hour so much, of course. Alex Jones was talking initially this hour about Iran and the situation there. I don't know whether you – did you catch some of that?
Because
that was
I did.
Okay, because there's some fantastic video clips. Go ahead.
Yeah, and real quick, there's something that's up on Hagman Report. France blames Iran for foiled bomb plot near Paris, freezes Iranian assets. This is something, you know, in this news media 24/7 Trump news cycle that we have in our mainstream media, things like this get lost in the fray. And apparently there was a foiled terrorist plot in Paris, France, that they are blaming on Iran. But what I saw, and I was not aware of during the last segment before we came on, was this Trump-style Iranian leader who he wants to arm the citizens of Iran. And I couldn't think of a better idea. I would have to do more vetting and go rewatch that last interview there. But it's very positive. And we have spoken with author Bill Salas, who's written a number of books about Bible prophecy and the intersection of Bible prophecy and current events, who has said that there is a Christian revolution in Iran, where there are millions of people who are turning to Jesus in Iran, and that the church is being oppressed, and this information is not making its way to the U.S., to the West, to the churches in the U.S. And, you know, so is there a revolution, a populist type revolution happening in Iran? I'm leaning in that direction as we're seeing it really take over the Western world with Brexit. We've seen it throughout Europe. We still see it in Europe, despite the crazy leaders and their push towards a complete de-Westernization of the Western nations. But there is a populist movement, and it's not only isolated to the United States or to the Western Europe. It is going to be happening across the world, China included. You're going to see some changes in China. It might not be immediate. Maybe it will be a decade, but this populist movement has legs, and it has legs across the world, and expect to see a lot of things changing in Iran.
And you brought this up earlier with this movement toward the freedom, this populist movement all across the West, well, all across the world, but the backlash in the West and here in America, it's becoming more and more dangerous as the Democratic Socialists are losing grips on their power, which is why this election is so critical. And however, with this danger, there's a real and clear and present danger of the Civil War breaking out based on the deep ideological divide, right? I mean,
we know that no transition from a tyrannical government to a government of freedom by the people has been peaceful throughout history. The tyrants do not give up their power willingly. They do not, you know, turn it over. It is fought for. You know, every drop of blood, every bullet that flies out of a gun, it is a war. It is something that's gonna blood's gonna have to be spilled. And this is just historically how it works. No power has ever transitioned that easily, especially when we're talking about power over nations and geopolitical regions. But it can be done. And I think there's a willingness of the people in the world, in the overall world, that are just sick and tired of being oppressed, are sick and tired of having oppressed for whether it's religious or class warfare means, whatever it may be. And they see that this is an opportunity where their voices can be heard. They can come together and make a difference and make some actual significant changes if they're willing to sacrifice what they have and their freedom and their lives and put that on the line for that freedom.
Exactly. And folks, that's Joe Hagman. He's my son, and him along with Owen Schroyer, the younger, the next generation. I can't be more proud than I am of my son Joe and people like Owen and others who are actually going to inherit this mission to make sure freedom stays alive, especially in this day of such hatred, rage, and division. So, Joe, I want to thank you so much for joining me, because you have so much information and you articulated it very well, and I appreciate that.
And I just want to say, Branson, Missouri, we got a chance, as you said, to meet Owen and to meet David Knight. David Knight did just a tremendous presentation, and you can find that presentation available on the DVD. I think it's gen6.com. But just as they are on camera, they are in real life, and you love to see that, because so many people have a persona when on camera. But when they're just as real in real life as they are on the air, then you know you're dealing with somebody who really cares, and that's what I got from meeting both of those gentlemen.
And I think we'll be posting a couple of photographs from backstage at Branson with David Knight and Owen Schroyer on our website, HagmanReport.com, and InfoWars, feel free to use those photographs as well. But here we've got about 90 seconds or less.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.